Okotoks, a repeat bid was in full cycle for a committed Okotoks athlete. Bob Walland won double gold in the 75-plus division in cycling for the second consecutive year at the 2023 Alberta 55-plus Games, held August 17-20 in Brooks Newell. To add to his growing list of silverware on the provincial and national stage, "It was good that I was able to hold up my past wins and come out on top," said Walland. "What's happening in my age now is there seems to be less competitors. We're trying to get more competitors in the senior games overall. I'm keeping against pretty well the same people every time and they're competing against me, so we know how to race against each other in a way." A two-time national champion in cycling and veteran of the Alberta 55-plus competition, he said it was a great experience with upwards of 800 attendees in Brooks. Walland, a prostate cancer survivor, has committed to bicycling every 2 days in the warmer months along with extensive training at the Okotoks Recreation Center with a small, dedicated group over the winter. In Brooks, the conditions were largely favorable in both the 21.6 kilometers road race and 11.8 kilometers time trial events. "It was flat all around, no hills," he said. "I tried out the track the day before when it was 33 Celsius, and very hot, and the next morning when we did the official races, it was only about 12 to 14 with a pretty heavy north wind blowing. Everybody had to contend with that and it didn't seem to cause too many problems. I had a good ride and it didn't affect me too much." On day two of the competition, cyclists had the wind in their sails with a westerly gust actually serving as a benefit with the direction of the route in the road race. "I was happy with my times," he said. "I've been training for the same distance for 2 years in a row, pretty well trying to stick to the distance I'm required to race in." High River's James Roberts, a previous medalist in track and field, showcased his acumen on two wheels with a double gold medal performance in cycling in the time trial and road race in the 80-plus division. Maggie Nicole Bowen also did the double in the 55-plus category, with gold in both the 21.6 kilometers time trial and 40.8 kilometers road race. Foothills athletes had a field day in the track events as well. High River's Norma Dawson, who also heads up the Big Country Senior Sports Society, was in a league of her own at the games with four gold medals in the 50 meters, 100 meters and 200 meters sprints along with the shot put in the 75-plus category. Millerville's Paul Burns struck for a pair of silver in the 70-plus javelin and shot put and added bronze in discus. Elsewhere, Jim Vangilst was a distance running ace in the 65-plus division with a silver in the 3,000 meters and bronze in the 1,500 meters race, while Ernie Robson took silver in both the 75-plus shot put and discus, while Sandy Lightfoot claimed bronze in the 75-plus javelin and discus. In slow pitch, the Foothills trio of Gary Paukert, Curtis Buck and Jack Buse helped Zone 2 hit it out of the park with a gold medal performance in the 65-plus division. In the 75-plus division, Warren Teige and Gordon Pyle took home the bronze. Foothills athletes weren't in a pickle in one of the fastest-growing sports. On the contrary, in fact, five competitors from the area brought home medals in pickleball, with High River's Paulette McKinnon earning gold in the 75-plus women's under 4.0 division. Caroilyn Mulholland and Gail Reese teamed up for silver in the 55-plus women's under 4.0, and the duo of Heather Kunfer and Carrie Irwin taking silver in 55-plus women's over 4.0. On the links, Bob Shane took bronze in the 80-plus division, with Judy Kenny and Jean White also earning top 10 finishes. In the cultural events, Nancy Newfield of Turner Valley won three first-place ribbons for crafts, with Walland also earning a second place in crafts. In photography, Barb Larson, from Foothills County, earned two second and two third-place ribbons. Zone 2 walked away with the highest medal standing in the competition. For more information on the event, visit alberta55plus.ca.